This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The White House announced a new strategy today to help people who've been in prison land on their feet once they're released. One part of doing that is helping those people before they get out. So the Biden administration is expanding a program that gives incarcerated students access to Pell Grants. That's financial aid for undergraduates that doesn't have to be repaid. And it's a change. Almost 30 years ago, Congress said prisoners couldn't get Pell Grants. Congress reversed itself in 2020, which gets us to today. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes covers education for us.
Tracy Andrus teaches criminal justice at Wiley College, a historically black school in eastern Texas. And in 2017, he helped the college start offering classes in several prisons in Louisiana.
We started in Louisiana because I'm familiar with the prison system there because I spent 3 years in it myself.
Andrus went to prison for check fraud, and after he was released in 1994...
In order for me to climb up the ladder with this ex-felon mark in my jacket, I'm going to need something a little bit extra. You got to have some credentials when you come to certain jobs.
Andrus now has a PhD, and he wants to help others get that little bit extra. And he says the college where he works relies on Second Chance Pell to offer classes in prison. This expansion lets more schools participate. James Quall is undersecretary for the Department of Education.
So this gives students who are in prison an opportunity to actually pay tuition at these programs that are going to prepare them to move on.
Incarcerated people in any kind of educational program are 43% less likely to return to prison, according to a study from the RAND Corporation. Lois Davis is one of the authors.
Most people that are incarcerated today will return to your local community. And so the question becomes then, what do you want that to look like for your community?
Once people are out of prison, there are still barriers to getting work, says Tracy Andrus of Wiley College.
If you've been to prison for writing checks, what does that have to do with you getting a license as a plumber or an electrician or as a contractor that build houses?
Andrus had to fight to get a real estate license himself and says a felony shouldn't prevent you from getting these kinds of jobs. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.